Well, there's some new troubling information on the Zika virus. Reuters reports Brazil's government health institute found active Zika virus in saliva and urine samples. More on this from Sanjay Gupta. Worrying, isn't it?
Well, we knew that this could be in bodily fluids other than blood. That's been shown because it's been sexually transmitted. So it's not entirely surprising that we're going to find this in other places as well. The big question, and we don't know the answer to this yet, is can it be spread this way? The simple presence of it in saliva doesn't necessarily mean that it's still activated enough to go and cause infection somewhere else. They're going to have to find out the answer to that.
So the question is, how infectious is it?
Correct.
How soon will we know that?
Well, some of this is happening real time, Robin.
Exactly.
You know, they literally, and by the way, this needs to be confirmed in other labs around the world as well.
Because this was only two specimens, wasn't it?
Two specimens, and as the Brazilian Health Ministry, who've done a great job, by the way, but still, you want other labs to confirm this like you do with any science. So, but my guess is within the next few days, you'd have an answer, A, is this confirmed in other labs, and B, is it infectious enough? Could it potentially cause infection?
And so then the question is, what precautions do you take, particularly if you're a pregnant woman? I mean, it's difficult, isn't it?
I always try and lead with the good news part of it, which is that 80% of people, it's not going to matter still because it's not going to cause any illness whatsoever, just mild illness. But for pregnant women, yes. I mean, right now, the guidance of, for example, was that if the man has gone to one of these countries where Zika is spreading, you come back home. If your wife is pregnant, you must practice safe sex for the duration of the pregnancy now.
But now if it's, no kissing, no sneezing, there's all sorts of ways
it's potentially spread that way. I will tell you, it doesn't appear to be something that can be spread through the air, as in the case of sneezing. But perhaps if it's in the mucous membranes, if it's in the saliva, is that potentially a route? My guess is it's probably going to be a very limited route, but they're going to have to find the answer to that.